Hey everyone, welcome to Alpha Insights. I'm Morgan, your market analyst co-host.
And I'm Sarah, great to have you with us. And hey, if you have questions while you're listening, drop them at stockalpha.ai.
Today we're digging into something a lot of people skim, but should not. The footnotes in financial statements. They're where the story behind the numbers lives.
Totally. The face of the income statement and balance sheet are just summaries. The footnotes tell you how management got there. Accounting choices, assumptions, and risk items. So the real question here is how to read them without getting lost.
I like a three-step approach. Map, quantify, stress. First, map each footnote to the line items it affects. Revenue policy links to revenue and deferred revenue. Lease notes map to right-of-use assets and lease liabilities.
Right, and mapping stops you from double counting. Make a simple table. Line item, footnote number, which way it pushes the number, and the primary assumption like discount rate or useful life. It sounds nerdy, but it works.
Next, quantify. Turn the narrative into numbers. If a company discloses a range for a contingent liability, estimate an expected value. If stock-based compensation is capitalized instead of expensed, adjust EBITDA and free cash flow accordingly.
Yeah, that's a good point. Management often gives roll forwards, allowances, warranty reserves, goodwill. Those roll forwards are where the cash flow story shows up. If you ignore them, your model will be disconnected from reality.
And then stress. Identify the assumptions with the most leverage. Revenue timing, warranty rates, discount inputs for fair value, and run scenarios. For example, if warranty reserves are $100 million and the assumed claim rate is 5%, model 3% and 8% too.
Mm-hmm. That gives you a range, not a single guess. And it flags where management discretion can swing outcomes a lot.
Let's walk through the high-impact footnote areas people should prioritize. Revenue recognition. Look for principal versus agent decisions, capitalized contract costs like sales commissions, and how much deferred revenue there is. If a firm reports $90 billion of revenue and $20 billion of deferred revenue, but $8 billion will hit revenue in the next 12 months, that matters for near-term growth quality.
Exactly. That $8 billion is timing, not necessarily new sales. So your top-line growth might be partly driven by recognition schedules.
Leases are next. Under the newer standards, many operating leases are on the balance sheet, but the footnote shows maturities, discount rates, variable components. For a retailer, undisclosed variable rent or co-tenancy clauses can change long-term obligations.
And contingencies, litigation, and guarantees. Footnotes tell you whether something is probable, reasonably possible, or remote. If there's a probable claim with a $200 million to $800 million range, you need to scenario weight that.
Income tax footnotes are another big one. Watch for valuation allowances on deferred tax assets and expiration of net operating losses. A full valuation allowance signals management does not expect enough future taxable income to realize those tax assets.
Level 3 fair value assets deserve special attention. Those are the inputs management makes with significant judgment. If a bank shows $5 billion of Level 3 securities and a roll forward shows $1.2 billion in unrealized losses, stress those inputs. Wider spreads, lower liquidity, and see the capital impact.
Goodwill and impairment testing are also in the footnotes. The cash flow projections, discount rates, and terminal growth assumptions. If goodwill is large and the company uses optimistic growth and low discount rates, impairment risk could be understated.
And don't sleep on related party transactions or subsequent events. Those can reveal deals, loans, or legal settlements that aren't obvious on the face of the statements, but change the outlook materially.
A few real-world examples to make this concrete. If Apple had $90 billion of revenue and $20 billion of deferred revenue, with $8 billion coming into revenue next year, adjusted organic growth looks different. If Tesla shows a warranty roll forward from $300 million to $340 million with provisions up, you should model higher claims and margin pressure.
And for the banks, Level 3 shocks can bite fast. The footnote roll forwards tell you where the assumptions change.
Common mistakes to avoid: not mapping footnotes to statement lines, taking management at face value, ignoring roll forwards, and overlooking subsequent events. Also, replicate non-GAAP adjustments so you can compare apples to apples across peers.
Quick practical FAQ. How long should you spend on footnotes? For an advanced investor, 1 to 2 hours on a 10K on the first pass. Complicated firms take longer. And what signals earnings management? Frequent policy changes, big one-time adjustments, widening accruals, and large level 3 movements.
Remember, what we're sharing is informational. Analysts note these methods help with valuation and risk assessment, but this is not individualized investment advice. Use the data to build scenarios and question optimistic assumptions.
All right, time for our quick takeaways. First, footnotes are not optional. They're essential. Second, map, quantify, stress. That repeatable process keeps you honest. Third, prioritize revenue, leases, contingencies, taxes, and fair value. Those are high leverage areas.
Exactly. Make annotating footnotes a routine part of your diligence. Pick one 10K, extract 2 quantitative items, and run a downside sensitivity.
Got questions? We'd love to hear from you. Head over to stockalpha.ai where you can ask us anything and we'll answer live. And while you're there, check out more market content and drop your footnote questions in the Q&A.